It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm fine. I'm going to do it. Okay.
Because I've been writing a lot and trying to record stuff. It's not the only podcast I do. It's not. You haven't listened to any of my other podcasts. What do you mean? You haven't listened to this one either? No, it mattered. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, okay. So, hey, everybody. It's me. It's Adam Bash. I am... I'm doing great. I'm good. Okay, so listen, I just found out that Adriel has never listened to any of my other podcasts, or this one actually, which is kind of strange because you produce this one, you do all the editing, you're not doing any editing, you're just putting it in there unedited. Cool. Okay. Few takeaways here, folks. Don't hire an angel to do your podcast editing. Ow, Jesus. Ah. Okay. First of all, that's uncalled for. Don't throw things, especially my stuff. That's my flashlight. Ah. You might have broken it. And if you broke my flashlight, then what happens if the power goes out? We're both stuck down here. Second, I'm sorry I used the Lord's name in vain. I know you're real sensitive about that. We're going to call this one a wash. I'm bleeding. My scalp is bleeding right here. It's really rude. Okay. I don't know what I expected. You know? I know you are an angel of death and destruction. And I respect that. I respect you have a job to do. But Can we keep the death and destruction outside of this workplace? Like... Can you keep those jobs separated? I would appreciate it. The basement here should be a death and destruction free zone. Okay? So I just want us to work on that. I will try to stop blaspheming. If you will try to cut down on the amount of death that's happening here in the basement and destruction. Maybe we'll focus on the death first. Let's get that number down to zero. Okay? I know it's a big goal, but I think together we can do it. And then after that, we'll work on the destruction. Because honestly, your side of the room just looks like a tornado came through here. Okay. Ugh. I'm sorry. I know we don't like to have these arguments on the air. For those who are new to the show, I'm talking with Adriel here. Adriel is an angel of death and destruction. They're not going to talk on the show. They're actually, I don't know. They can communicate like telepathically with you. But if I'm understanding this correctly, if I were to ever hear your actual voice, my ears would explode and probably the rest of my head, right? Okay. Adriel's nodding yes. And obviously sending that out via a podcast, you know, an RSS feed to everybody. Hey, guess what? Entire world that's listening to my show, because I know everybody in the world listens to it. Guess what? All of your ears are exploded and the rest of your head as well. It wouldn't be good. That's not the way to keep up listeners. So anyway, Adriel's the angel of death and destruction and has granted me with the power / curse to remove one day from the history of existence. And side note is that whenever I decide what day it is that I would like to remove from existence, everyone that was born on that day will also cease to exist. So, of course, I'm basing this entirely on celebrity birthdays. And so what we do here is it's kind of a celebrity birthday death match thing. And we take the rolling in loser over the course of the month and figure out, you know, for every month, who's the worst celebrity birthday day. Okay. I guess it's not really a who. I guess it's a what. I get those mixed up quite often. So right now we're looking at October. October 6th is the rolling in loser right now. And it's been kind of a hard fought battle. The 3-2-1 countdown is this. Number 3, most popular and influential celebrity born on October 6th, Jeremy Sisto. Number 2, Amy Jo Johnson. Number 1, Elizabeth Shue. Now, there's a lot of maybe questions in your mind as to who those people are. If this is news to you, you know, this is a brand new show for you. You may not know who Jeremy Sisto is. You may not know who Amy Jo Johnson is. Okay, you certainly should know who Elizabeth Shue is. But anyway, the reason that you may not know 3 and 2 is the reason why Elizabeth Shue is still sitting here in this spot. Okay? Because they have they've bound her here in this purgatory because by herself she's not been able to overtake the number ones and their assorted bannermen for many other day since then. So here we are, October 17th, and we're looking at today's birthdays. And let me tell you, it's not looking good for Liz again today. Okay, I haven't even gone to page 2. I'm going to pop over to page 2 real quick, and there's names on there that are real good. Oh, man. Okay, I'm not even going to go past page 2. There's probably other names that I could drop, but I feel like I'm pretty okay. All right, I'm going to start dropping these names on you. Honorable mentions, October 17th birthdays. You ready for this? Margot Kidder. Yeah, that's right. She played Lois Lane on the old Superman movies, the ones with Christopher Reeve, and she was great at that. And okay, so good honorable mention right off the bat. Another honorable mention, how about George Wendt? Yeah, Norm. Norm was born on October 17th. You like Cheers, don't you? Of course you do. Everybody loves Cheers. Yeah, so without old Norm, would it have been the same show? Well, I mean, it probably could have been. I mean, they could have got some other guy to sit in there. I don't know that George Wendt was entirely necessary. But he also did give us the Superfans, too. He was part of the Superfans on Saturday Night Live. So that was good, you know. Ditka, you know those guys, right? Okay, George Wendt, honorable mention. Other honorable mentions. Boy, there's a lot of names. Ziggy Marley, born on October 17th. Evel Knievel, born on October 17th. Mike Judge, creator of Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill, born on October 17th. Have I thrown too many out there? No, I don't think I have. Rita Hayworth, born on October 17th. Wyclef Jean, born on October 17th. Okay, that's going to be it. I get nervous if I throw anybody else past Wyclef. I think I've got 3 that are still up there, top notchers. Are they the top 3 people born on this day? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It could be arguable that some of those people, maybe Wyclef deserves to be in the top 3. Oh, Felicity Jones. I can't forget Felicity Jones. She was also born in October 17th. Not in October 17th, on October 17th. Man. Felicity Jones. Okay, so anyway, that's a lot of honorable mentions. Let's get into the top 3 here. All right, number 3. Number 3, I'm going to say Norm MacDonald. Norm MacDonald is probably best known for his time on Saturday Night Live. He didn't do a lot of skits on Saturday Night Live because he's not exactly a great character actor. He just kind of has kind of his one dry jerk guy role. But he did a really good job on Weekend Update and actually made so many jokes about O.J. Simpson that he ended up getting removed from Saturday Night Live. So, I mean, good for you, Norm. Way to stick with yourself, you know. Live in your own truth. I love it. He's a funny guy. Great stand-up. I like all of the stuff I've ever seen Norm do. When he goes on late-night shows to just, promote something, just as a guest on particularly any incarnation of Conan O'Brien's TV shows, he's always a hoot and a holler. So good job, Norm MacDonald, number 3, October 17th birthday. Number two is a page twoer. And I argue that he does not deserve to be on a page 2. Obviously, I argue this because I'm putting him in my top 3. And that is Michael McKean. Now, Michael McKean may not particularly jump to your mind right off the bat as a top star celebrity. But goodness gracious, he is way up there in my book. He was Lenny Kozanowski on Laverne and Shirley. You know, that was Squiggy's friend. So that's kind of where everybody knows him from, maybe starting out. But then, of course, he went on to play David St. Hubbins in This is Spinal Tap. And This is Spinal Tap is, bar none, my favorite comedy movie of all time. And so that says a lot. And it was all mostly, I suppose, improv'd and just kind of developed on the set with just a handful of very, very funny people just being funny in general. So Michael McKean is as big a part of that as almost anybody. with perhaps the exception of Christopher Guest, Michael McKean is one of my comedy heroes. And then also, you know, recently he's gotten back into the spotlight as the brother of Jimmy McGill, a.k.a. Saul Goodman from Better Call Saul, you know, the Breaking Bad spinoff show. He plays Chuck McGill on there, and he is amazing. He's one of the least likable characters on TV, and a lot of that has to do with Michael McKean being just an amazing actor. So there you go. Number two, Michael McKean. You know, I could almost argue him being number one from a talent standpoint, maybe the most talented on this list. But I may be a little bit predisposed to his particular portfolio of works. All right, moving on. Number one, most famous and influential person born on October 17th. Does anybody know who it is? Does anybody know what his name is? What's his name? His name is Eminem. I know that's not how the song goes, but it's more tolerable. Eminem was born on October 17th. Okay, and that's exciting. That's exciting for him and exciting for us. Eminem, a.k.a. Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Slim Shady, a.k.a. Duke Cola, a.k.a. Jimmy Two Times, a.k.a. Sloppy Sloppy Man. He was born on October 17th. And is he one of the best rappers of all time? Yeah, probably. Is he the best? No. I mean, he's not. He's really good. Is he the best white rapper of all time? Well, that's a weird question to ask. You know, that's a really strange question to ask me. I'm not even going to dignify it with a response. So, but no, he's not the best rapper of all time because that's Ghostface Killah. But he's very good. He's a very good rapper. And I listened to his music a lot when I was in college. And then I listened to his music when I got out of college. And then I stopped listening to his music because I got a lot less angry with the world. But recently, everybody in the world has more things to be angry about, I guess. So he's been reborn into prominence. So good for Eminem capitalizing on the, Orwellian hellscape we all live in. All right, quick 3-2-1 recap. I don't need to. I don't feel. Obviously, the 3-2 beat the 3-2. Honestly, I mean, Michael McKean is better than Elizabeth Shue. And I'm sorry, Elizabeth Shue. You're wonderful. But Michael McKean's better. And he's the number two. So do you think that you're standing up against Eminem? Come on. I don't want that to happen. I don't want word to get out. I'm not even going to compare them. Because what's going to happen is that if I did, and if I said, okay, let's compare chalk to chalk, let's compare Eminem and Elizabeth Shue, next thing you're going to get is an Eminem diss track. An Eminem diss track pointed directly at Elizabeth Shue. And she doesn't deserve it. She's been in this spot now for 11 days, maybe? I don't know, 12? I guess her day and then all the rest of the subsequent days. You know, she's been here for a long haul. And it's real rough to see. And it's painful. And I don't want to exacerbate that pain by getting Eminem involved in any way, shape, or form. So let's just go ahead and get it out there. October 17th, you're fine. October 6th, you're still on the chopping block. Okay. I know it's getting numbing, I think, probably at this point for you. And maybe you're just resigned to losing this month. Okay, you know what? If that's the way you want to be, then I'm not going to pull for you anymore. But honestly, you should try. You should try maybe, I don't know, stepping up your game. Just step up your game. I don't know. Do what you can. Well, anyway, I hope I see everyone here tomorrow on This Day is History. I don't know how it would happen because I don't have the technology to actually see all of you. I mean, I guess you could all send me pictures of yourselves, but that would be kind of weird. If you want to send me selfies of yourself listening to This Day is History, then that would be great because then I could see people listening and being here with me. And that would make me feel, I guess, good in my heart. Okay? But whatever you do, please stay fresh.
Happy birthday.